Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Grand Transitions, How the Modern World Was Made by Vaclav Smil is a nonfiction analysis of the historical processes that created modern society. Rather than telling a narrative history of events or personalities, the book examines large-scale structural change through four major transitions: population growth and demographic change, agricultural transformation, energy expansion, and economic development. Smil shows how these transitions interacted to produce the conditions associated with modernity, including longer lives, higher food output, abundant energy use, and broader material prosperity. The book also introduces a fifth transition, environmental change, as the critical challenge that now shapes whether the achievements of modern civilization can be sustained. Written in a rigorous analytical style, it is aimed at readers who want to understand modernity as a system built through long-term material and ecological shifts rather than through politics alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four grand transitions that built modern society. The book is organized around four foundational transitions that Smil treats as the main engines of modern civilization populations: agriculture, energy, and economics. Each transition marks a shift from older, constrained forms of life to larger scale systems with greater output and complexity. Demographic transition changes the structure of populations, including fertility, mortality, and age distribution. Agricultural transition increases food production and reduces the share of people needed to grow it. Energy transition expands the amount and reliability of usable power, enabling industry, transport, and urban life. Economic transition connects these changes to rising output, specialization, and broader market participation. Smil's point is not that these transitions occur in isolation, but that they reinforce one another. More food supports more people, more energy supports more production, and more production supports wider economic change. This framework gives the book its explanatory power by reducing modern history to a few large connected processes rather than a long list of separate developments. Secondly, modernity as uneven and incomplete across the world. A central argument of the book is that modernity is not a universal condition but an uneven one. Smil notes that societies that have completed the major transitions tend to display very different population dynamics, food surpluses, high energy consumption, and expanding economic opportunity, while many other regions remain partially or largely outside these patterns. This unevenness matters because it prevents the reader from treating the modern world as a single finished achievement. Instead, the book presents modernization as a highly uneven global process that advances at different speeds and with very different consequences. That perspective helps explain why discussions of development cannot be reduced to simple economic growth. The same forces that create prosperity in one context can deepen inequality in another. Smil therefore frames modernity as both a historical accomplishment and a continuing global divide. The book is especially interested in the tension between the benefits of modern life and the fact that those benefits are still distributed very unevenly across populations and nations. Thirdly, energy as the enabling infrastructure of civilization. Energy is one of the book's most important themes because Smil has long written about energy as the hidden foundation of social and economic change. In this book, energy is not treated as a technical side issue, but as a core precondition for industrial society, transport networks, food systems, and urban growth. Modern civilization depends on large, reliable energy flows. And the transition from limited traditional energy sources to fossil fuel-based systems made large-scale mechanization and expansion possible. Smil's analysis emphasizes that energy transitions are slow, cumulative, and constrained by physical realities. This makes the energy transition different from more optimistic accounts that assume rapid substitution of one system for another. The book's strength lies in showing that energy use is deeply embedded in everyday modern life, from manufacturing and infrastructure to agriculture and consumer goods. By placing energy at the center of modern history, Smil explains why prosperity is tied to material throughput and why modern systems are difficult to alter quickly. Fourthly, environmental limits as the fifth transition. The book's most urgent claim is that the fifth transition is environmental, driven by natural resource depletion, biodiversity loss, and global warming. Smil presents this as the decisive challenge facing the four earlier transitions. In other words, the same processes that enabled modern growth now generate long-term environmental pressures that can undermine that growth. This is not framed as a narrow conservation argument, but as a systems-level problem. Modern society depends on intensive resource use. Yet that intensity creates ecological costs that cannot be ignored. The book therefore shifts from explanation to warning. It argues that sustaining modern civilization requires managing environmental change carefully, because environmental decline could weaken the material basis of prosperity. Smil does not offer simplistic technological salvation, Instead, he highlights the difficulty of preserving economic and social gains while reducing ecological damage. This makes the environmental transition the book's governing problem and the main test of whether modernity can continue in its present form. Lastly, the conflict between sharing modern benefits and preserving the planet. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to the moral and political difficulty of extending modernity more widely. Smil recognizes the moral force of sharing the benefits of modern life with people who have not yet experienced them, especially in a world marked by inequality. At the same time, he argues that broader access to those benefits would likely increase resource use, energy demand, and environmental stress. This creates a serious policy dilemma. Improving living standards for more people is desirable, but doing so in the same resource-intensive way that rich societies have historically followed may be incompatible with environmental preservation. The book does not resolve this tension with easy solutions. Instead, it makes the reader confront the fact that development, equity, and sustainability are connected problems, not separate ones. That makes the analysis more realistic than books that treat growth as always good or always bad. Smil's framework is valuable because it explains why the future of modern civilization depends on balancing human aspirations with ecological limits. In conclusion, Grand Transition's How the Modern World Was Made is best suited for readers who want a broad, evidence-based explanation of how modern civilization emerged and what now threatens it. It will appeal to readers of history, economics, environmental studies, development policy, and energy analysis, especially those who prefer structural explanation over anecdotal narrative. The practical benefit of the book is conceptual clarity. It helps readers understand how demographic change, agriculture, energy systems, and economic growth operate as linked historical processes. The intellectual benefit is even larger, because Smil reframes modernity as a set of material transitions with real physical constraints rather than as an abstract story of progress. What distinguishes this book from similar works is its scale and discipline. It does not rely on dramatic theory or speculative forecasting. Instead, it offers a sober synthesis grounded in long-term historical patterns and environmental realities. That makes it especially useful for readers who want to think carefully about the durability of modern life, the uneven spread of prosperity, and the hard trade-offs involved in pursuing both development and sustainability. If you would like to support Vaclav Smil, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.